This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is the Annie Fry Show.
Well, and I mean, speaking of the sort of slide that got you to turn that saved your life, really, was the illegal immigration slide.
Right.
Maybe this,
right.
Maybe this is worth talking about that.
It was
that slide saved
your
life.
You're right. No, the illegal immigration saved my life. You're right, but I had to be at that exact angle.
I mean, that's a great one.
That's the kind of conversation that took place last night between the former president of the United States, Donald Trump, hoping to be the next president of the United States, Donald Trump, along with Elon Musk. On his space on X. That's what we listened to last night. It was 2 hours. I listened to the whole thing. It got started late, but once it got going, it got going. And it was a pleasure to be able to listen to. I want to bring our next guest onto the show. Carolyn Sunshine joins us once again, Deputy Director of Communications for Donald Trump for President. Caroline, welcome back to the show. It's good to have you.
How are you? Thanks for having me.
Doing okay. Glad that you could be with us today. Somebody suggested in our comments on our YouTube live stream right now whether or not we thought that the Elon Musk conversation with Donald Trump actually helped Donald Trump, in this day and age with the media being as slanted as it possibly could. It seems as though Donald Trump is trying to take alternative media outlets as a way to get his version of the story out and have his conversations on his terms.
Yeah, well, one thing we know for sure in this country is that the liberal mainstream media does not have the trust of the American people. And this has been happening for years. Actually, it really kind of coincides with President Trump's original political rise all the way back in 2015. But the liberal mainstream media has lost credibility over each of those years with the American people for obvious reasons. Look at all of the lies. They lie every day that ends in Y, whether it's about the origins of COVID, the Hunter Biden laptop story, the lies that they've told about President Trump and his family. Of course, the big lie of concealing Joe Biden's cognitive decline from the American people. I mean, Joe Biden is the commander in chief of the U.S. military, president of the United States. Very clear he is not in the shape one needs to be in to lead the greatest country in the world. And the liberal mainstream media played a role in covering that up and lying to the American people about that. Now they continue to lie about Kamala Harris and her record. And so what you see is more and more Americans have moved to alternative sources of media. They're looking for independent voices and platforms that they can trust. And that's what they have found on X. And so you watched last night or listened last night to two geniuses converse for a couple hours in a format that was, you could never see Kamala Harris in that setting, right? It was unscripted. It was freewheeling. I thought Greg Gutfeld posted on X and really said it best. He said, just incredible to see a political candidate be able to converse on any number of those more intellectual topics so freely without having to have binders of information in front of them or 10 staffers around them, whatever. And that's who Donald Trump is. You know, he's authentic, but he also has actually a very granular grasp of the policy issues. And then, of course, I thought Elon Musk said it best last night, too, when he said, you know, I've actually been fairly apolitical most of my life. If anything, I've actually leaned Democrat. I've been more moderate. I waited in line for 6 hours one time to shake Barack Obama's hand. And I think it's so important to vote for President Trump. And we're seeing more and more of those types of voters come over to our campaign. And we want to meet them where they're at. And a lot of the times they're on places like X and getting their message and their media from alternative platforms outside of the liberal mainstream media that they've grown to really have zero trust in for very obvious and very fair reasons.
We're speaking with Carolyn Sunshine. She's the Deputy Director of Communications for Donald Trump for President on X at C Sunshine. Go follow her there. So, you know, I was listening to that. There's 2 hours. And Donald Trump, it doesn't matter what you throw at him in a conversation. He has context. He's been there. Mm-hmm. And he also has ideas of where we need to go next. And I'm wondering if right now the Trump campaign feels like it's more important to define the opponent in Kamala Harris, or if it's more important to define a vote for Donald Trump. This is what you're going to get in a second Trump term, should he be elected in November.
Yeah, well, it's both, because the reality that the American people face is both. So there's two dynamics going on here. One is that we know anytime you run for president as a Republican, actually really not as a Republican, as a anti-establishment candidate, which is who Donald Trump has run as ever since he came down the escalator in 2015. That's who he's running as today. There's only one anti-establishment candidate in this race, and that's Donald J. Trump. And we know when you run as that candidate, right, you are not just running against the Democrat nominee. You are always running against the Democrat nominee and the liberal mainstream media and swamp apparatus that kicks in and chooses their candidate. We watched this happen in 2016 with Hillary Clinton. You're watching it happen again with Kamala Harris. So that's the first dynamic at play, right? But the second dynamic at play, and so when it comes to defining Kamala Harris, basically it should be the job of the, you know, mainstream media in this country to hold Kamala Harris to account, to force her into opportunities to be in front of the American people, whether that is a press conference that she hasn't done. It's been 22 days since she's been the nominee from selection versus election, hasn't sat down for an interview, hasn't taken tough questions, hasn't done a press conference. The liberal mainstream media is failing to do its job by holding her to account and having her do that. You couldn't contrast that further, obviously, with how President Trump does things. But it's an important point, because I think the liberal mainstream media knows that if Kamala Harris is to sit down and take a tough interview or tough questions, the castle is going to crumble the same way it did for Joe Biden. So again, that just speaks to their dishonesty and their lack of credibility. So that's the first dynamic at play, is that you're defining her. It should be the job of the media to tell the truth about who Kamala Harris is, yeah. But as we often find in our campaign, while that is their job, it ends up being ours. And so we intend to keep telling the truth about who Kamala Harris is to every voter in this country, meeting them on every medium, every platform. And then the second dynamic at play is, as you mentioned, defining who President Trump is. And who President Trump is the great American warrior. This is the man that took a bullet for democracy. You watched President Trump on stage in Pennsylvania a couple weeks ago say at best that this election is between fake, 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 and fight, fight, fight. Kamala Harris is a fake career politician who's never held a real job in her life. She's spent all of her life either running for office or being in office. She's ruthlessly ambitious and will say anything to get elected, as we've seen with all of her flip-flopping policies. And of course, she's been part of the suffering that the American people have had to endure for the last 4 years. We look at the issues most important to Americans, which is the economy, inflation, immigration. The reason Americans trust President Trump most on those issues is because of his record, right? President Trump is running to make America great again, and we do that by securing our border. That's something that's really important to the American people. Right now, we've had upwards of 10 million illegal immigrants, 30 tons of fentanyl, 360 names off the terror watch list come across our border under Border Czar Kamala Harris. If we don't have a border, we don't have a nation. And then, of course, people are yearning for that Trump economy back. They remember what it was like to be able to afford not just diapers and groceries, but have a chance at affording the American dream. And right now we're seeing people not being able to afford household goods. We're seeing the American dream of home ownership is really lost for a generation, especially for young people. And we're seeing people having to come out of retirement just to afford daily life, their bills and their medications. And so who President Trump is somebody who is going to make America great again by making America safe, strong, affordable, and even wealthy again.
Caroline, thank you so much for the time today. We appreciate you giving us that perspective. And I know a lot of people tuned in to that space last night with Elon Musk. And hopefully he does more of those. I'd love to see him do them weekly on a specific topic or something and hear more directly from the president without the angry left-leaning media getting involved and trying to screw everything up. So we appreciate you coming on today.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Bye-bye. The Trump, let me get this right. Deputy Director of Communications for Donald J. Trump, Carolyn Sunshine. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Ryan Wiggins will get back in studio with us. The YouTube live chat poll. Are you better off now than you were under Trump? Yes or no? Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!